now for the Hammer Time Podcast, featuring former Dolphins broadcaster and current ESPN reporter, Hank the Hammer Goldberg.
Let's go get hammered!
Each week, Hank will talk to one of the biggest names in football and bring it to you right here on Dolphins.com. Get ready. It's Hammer Time.
Welcome to this week's Hammer Time Podcast on 940 WINZ and the Dolphins Radio Network. And I'm Hank Goldberg. This week, thrilled to be joined by Dwight Stevenson. And I'm not just blowing smoke, Dwight, but when people ask me who my favorite guy was when I was doing the games, I always talk about you because I used to like to watch the line play, and I used to get a kick out of watching you because you used to be able to snap the ball with one arm and knock some guy on his butt with the other. And that to me was exciting stuff.
I appreciate it. I appreciate guys. I really appreciate watching the offensive line, and I appreciate what you said there, Sam. I really appreciate that, Hank, and all the things you did there for me there when I was coming up as a player and everything. And I appreciate, you know, still what you're doing today and stuff. But you know, it's what I can't believe is it's been a few years here, but things are going well.
Sure has. You know something, Dwight? I didn't vote for the Hall of Fame, but I knew you would be a cinch. And looking at the Dolphins' line play today, your old position seems to be the only one that's stable right now.
Yeah, I tell you, that center position is in good hands with Pouncey. He has all the tools, the physical tools as well as the mental tools to get the job done. So that, like I said, I think that position is in good hands. And offensive line wise, no question. I mean, you know, having as many sacks, six sacks a game, averaging, I think it is. I mean, that has to be corrected. But you can't. The majority of it needs to be on the offensive line. But you know, it's other ways that can help that offensive line so they can, you know, they can better protect the quarterback. One thing, I mean, you know, as the offensive line, I mean, you a tight end, as you know, if he's lined up tight, he can slow that guy up a little bit before he go out and do his responsibilities and stuff. His responsibility comes first, but if he can do something to help out that tackle before he goes out, I mean, that could help. I mean, the running backs chipping the guys. I mean, the free man on the offensive line has got to do a great job. He's got to know where more than likely where the problem is going to be, get himself in position to take care of his responsibility, see if there's a blitz coming first. After that, then he goes and help out. It shouldn't be anyone on any play. Everybody should be hitting somebody or hit someone on every play. And as an offensive lineman, I hate to see one of us just come back and we don't hit anyone. I think that's like a wasted play to me and stuff. So, but it's ways to do it. And the quarterback, even, I mean, the play calling. I mean, 1, 2, 3, get rid of the ball. You know, yeah. Those guys want to rush the passer and feel as though they, when they get there, but if they feel like, oh, you're going to throw the ball really quick, I mean, that kind of mentally defeats them, what they want to do too. You just can't get beat right now. And right now, that some of that is happening, you know, where a guy gets beat really quick and snap the ball, boom, he's beat. And that just can't happen. I mean, that's something that the offensive line, we got it. That needs to stop right there.
Dwight, sounds like you've been paying attention. And not all those sacks going into next week. I guess he's been sacked 24 times, which is outrageous.
Right.
But they're not all the fault of the offensive line. I understand that. The quarterback has to have some pocket awareness and get rid of that ball at times too.
Correct. And that's what I mean. I mean, the quarterback, I mean, 1, 2, 3, get rid of the ball. You can't hold on to it. But it's going to be times that he needs to hold on to it, and we still have his offensive line. We need to be able to protect him. I mean, you can't sit back there too long with that ball and not expect for someone to get to you and stuff. I do agree with that. But I think us as offensive linemen, we take the NFD. If he needs more time, we need to give him more time. I think the biggest thing is hurting is just those guys get confident with it. You know, like they're giving up they're getting beat right now. I mean, that, and then those guys start gaining momentum and they want to rush the passer. And, you know, if they have to really work at it and that sort of thing, I mean, yeah, they will work at it and stuff, but they're not even getting tired. Sometimes, you know, just getting pushed back to the quarterback, that's not good. I mean, those kind of things, you know, the offensive lineman, that's in our lap right there as far as I'm concerned.
You know, when you look at the running game too, Dwight, and lack of the running game doesn't help because
right.
It, you know, people aren't buying into the play action, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, yep. you weren't known for a running game But you had one when Dan was in there. You know, go ahead.
At times, our running game is never as effective as we wanted it to be, and it's sometimes dismal. I mean, your performance as a running the football. But it was kind of like, okay, we don't want to really. I don't know if that was the case or not. But we really wanted to run that football. But we start out, and then it may not go that well. And it's like, okay, we don't want to do that anyway. And then we go passing the ball, which it worked very well for us and stuff at times. And I mean, not at times, worked very well for us. We had some of the best guys in the league. That what we had with Marino and Duper and Nat Moore and Clayton and those guys. I mean, it worked. It was exactly the thing that we should have been doing. So, but running the football does help you out. If those guys have to respect the play action pass, and because you might run the football, that's something that really helps the offensive line out. And so you need to be able to run the football, and you got to have a good blend. Like I say, if you don't run the football well, play action really is ineffective. You really don't need to do play. You really don't need to just drop back and pass the ball, or just run. You know. You just need to just do that or whatever and stuff. So, but it's if you can run the football, mix that play action in there, and throw the ball. You got a good mix there. I mean, and tough to beat. And I do think that the guys have the physical ability to do what needs to be done out there on the offensive line. Yeah, I mean, 24 sacks is absolutely too much. But I think everybody's back there. They're not blaming one another. Units blaming another unit. They all hold up, I'm sure, and try to figure out what they need to do in order to fix this, and then they got to go out and work and make it happen.
Dwight, how did you and your quarterbacks communicate during the game, before the game? Did you have a special type of communication in terms of what you wanted to do?
You know, we did. You know, it's kind of like Marino might even say, like, I can remember we were going to the Chicago Bear game that night, and Marino brought up, you know what, Dwight, we can block the guys that are over, you know, because they would, if you kept six guys, they send seven. If you kept seven guys in, they send eight. I mean, it was always going to be a free man. And that's where Dan, he said, you know what, we kind of communicate one that, hey, you guys can block those guys, and I know where that free man's coming from, and I got these in the wide receivers. They can get open right now. I'm just telling you, and that boy and Duper and Clayton, all those guys did that. I mean, it was 1-2, boom, he got the ball to him. He was accurate that night. And but, yeah, we do communicate and that sort of thing. And you know, we talk on the sideline and say, hey, needs a little bit more time, you know, those kind of things. I want to know where the pressure's coming from. If Dan said, you know, tell me the pressure's coming from the left side or right side, I mean, you know, it's like, then you try to get some help over there some kind of way. You have to take care of your responsibility first, but then try to get some help over there and help the guy out, or, you know, that situation. When you're going against great pass rushers like Mark Gastineau and Flacco and those guys, it was kind of like, you know, we're more than likely where the problem is going to be, and you try to take care of your responsibility and try to help out. And everybody tried to do, you know, to help out as best they can and stuff and make it happen. And we were able to do that.
You had a bunch of good guys to communicate with up front, too.
We had the best. I tell you what, Ed Newman, which is probably one of the most underrated offensive linemen ever played in the National Football League. That's definitely for the Miami Dolphins. I'm just telling you, underrated. And he don't get the credit here he deserves. But then I played with Bob Cousy. Those two guys were seasoned veterans. They knew how to help the tackle out. They knew how to help me out. You know, we knew how to communicate. It was really, for me, it was a great situation to come into when I came here to the Dolphins, to play between those two guys, and then the tackles that I had with Cleveland Green and Eric Laxo and those guys, it was a perfect team for me to come into, perfect offensive line.
Dwight, you were honorary captain last week. That must have been a lot of fun for you.
Now, it's always neat to be on the field, and it's neat to go out there see the guys, the young guys out there, representing the team, representing the community and stuff. And they've been working hard all year and stuff. And I know people want to see us get in the playoffs, and that's why I know they're not just going for the playoffs, but they're playing. You know, they're out here working to try to get in the Super Bowl and bring a championship back to South Florida. You know, it's good to be out there on the field. I enjoyed it. It was a little hot. I don't have much hair on top of my head to protect me anymore. So.
It was hot when you played. You always had a big edge in those 1 o'clock games early in the season.
You got it, and that's what I wanted. I wanted it to be hot. I'm telling you, that weather could be a like the 12th man or someone out there to help us out, and so I wanted it to be really hot. And you know, it was tough to beat us during those September, October months. It really was and stuff. I think if you look at that record, I mean, I think we did pretty good during that time, and I'm not sure, but I guess that we probably did.
You sure did. Dwight, yeah. How far you think this team can go this year?
You know, last week, you know, they had a chance to win that game, and you know, at the end, like to the offensive line, some things happened, some balls were dropped, some things could have been done better. But I tell you, I could see them. They could have been 4-1 maybe, 4-1 they would have been.
Yeah.
You know, I could see them getting in the playoffs. I really do. And then from there, you know, it's like depending on how good they get this year. But right now, I'd like to see them at least get in the playoffs and you know, see everybody working at it and stuff. Those guys, the running backs, yes, I mean, the running football, come off the ball, they're all playing together as a unit. You know, they all, I mean, Coach Feldman, is, you know, he's a coach, and everyone's playing together out there and have – one goal in mind, that is to win that particular game that day and stuff. I mean, I think if they can take them game at a time and don't get caught up in thinking about playoffs, game at a time and do what they have to win in those instances, I think they'll play well enough to get into the playoffs is what I'm hoping.
Okay, Dwight. Hey, always great to have a chance to talk with you. And you always give us some pretty good, some real good insights. And
Appreciate it.
One last thing, as you look at the guys out there who are playing your position today, aside from the Dolphins center, who's the guy you really think is the best at that position?
You know what? I tell you, I look at the guys, and they got quite a few good centers out there this year. I'm telling you, that there are a lot of guys. And Coach Ponce up there in Pittsburgh did a great job and stuff. And I know he's on injured reserve now and stuff.
Yeah.
But of the guys that are playing the position now, I mean, I don't know if anyone's out there that's better than Ponce right now. I really don't. And I know you said not anyone else other than Ponce. But to say, I can't think of anyone right now that I know. I mean, I've watched Pittsburgh center before, but I don't really know of anyone I can say that, you know, that I say, hey, this, and I'm sure, but as I look at them as a whole, though, I do feel as though some good guys out there. I just don't know their names right now.
All right. Dwight,
okay.
Thanks a lot. It's been a pleasure and always an honor to speak with you.
Hey, Hank, I appreciate everything you do. Thanks a lot, man, and go Dolphins.
All right.
You got it.
Thanks for listening to this week's Hammer Time podcast. I'll be back next week with another great interview, and that'll be interesting for sure.